You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That we learn that if you run into the animal that belongs to another Yehudi, and you know he's lost, so you should not ignore it. Why would you ignore it? So just passing by the sidewalk, you see the cow that belongs to your neighbor, and you know this is your neighbor's cow, it's just running around. It went for a walk. He says, you should not, as Rashi brings, turn your face the other way or close your eyes. Why? Why would you do such a thing?
Creature, you cannot just pass over and ignore him. It's a creature.
No, here the Torah says you should not. So that means you do. Like, let's say, for example, you see somebody's car is a flat tire. So what do? You just turn the other way, and then when you see him later, you say, how come he came late? You say, no, I had a flat tire. You say, really? So that means you didn't see. You say, really? Really? So that means I did not see such a thing. So why would people do such a thing?
They don't care.
No, they have something more important to do. They have, now, let's say, they need to go, what do they need to do? They need to go to the market, buy some ice cream and so on. So they have things to do. No? So unless, you know, so here's what Hazal Shai is teaching us, that you have a direct command that you cannot turn your face away, because what's the reason?
Selfish.
So you cannot be selfish. What do you mean? That means you have to be available to help other people. So to the extent. So here's what Hazal Shai is teaching us, that Yehudi cannot be self-centered, cannot be selfish, and you have an obligation that, like, let's say if your cow, if it's your cow, would you...
question is only with an animal or something?
Anything.
An animal?
Yes, anything.
Not a little cow, the cow.
Yes.
Not the W, but
the R. Right. Understand, but if he needs help in some way, like let's say he ran out of gas, he's a flat tire. So, understand, but the fact of the matter here is that we are too busy to help other people because we have our own things to do. We are overloaded. So here, Tatam she says, you cannot claim such a thing because you have an obligation that you consider other people's belonging is exactly yours. You're not gonna, you know, just leave your car if you run out of gas or it's a flat tire, just leave it on the road and then go home. So in the same aspect, Tatan Shah is expecting from us that you have to have the same feeling toward other people's belonging. He looks at the subject in a different way. He says that this lost and found matter, we have something that sometimes becomes lost. What is it? Yeah, your soul. It becomes lost. Because actually, just like you go on vacation, it's not your place. So you don't know the streets, right? And you keep asking around, you know, where is this address? The same way neshama, when it comes on this olam hazeh, it's not his place. His place is in Shammai. Sometimes he gets lost. So now here, our Chaim HaKadosh says a very beautiful thing. He says that the same way that you have an obligation to return other people's belonging, sometimes you see that other people's neshama also got lost. Also, they're out of track. So your obligation is the same way you have to bring it back. The same way, you know, people sometimes they have in their trunk this bucket for gas. If you run out of the gas, so you go to the gas station and then you fill up this thing and then you bring a little bit gasoline for the car that ran out of the gas. So now here you should have always Torah tank in your pocket that if you see people that run out of, you know, sometimes have boost, or sometimes you see people, they're not happy. You have to have extra smile to give them, extra happiness to give them. So you have to have enough and then give to the others. So here exactly means that this is you cannot close your eyes. That means you have an obligation that just like, you know, it does happen. People go, you know, go away for a while, then when they come back, they start the car, doesn't start. What do they do? What do they do? Jump. The car, no. It has to be stick. The automatic doesn't work. You have to give it jumper cable. Yeah, so Yehudi's task here is to give jump to other people. So either, you know, to give him some support, give him some feedback, to give him some boost, so that's the task of Yehudi, that's all about. Chofetz Chaim Zatzal brings you a story about a big property that they made an improvement, they made a little, like a little village type of thing. So the senator comes to visit. And then, so obviously they bring him some cake, some tea. Then he drinks the tea and says, terrible taste. So what is this? So that's what we have, the water tastes like this. He said, why don't you filter the water? It's very costly, so I'll take care of it. So now they put a system, they filter the water, arrowhead, you know. So the water tastes, you know, fresh. No, tasty. So it happened, the senator, after a few months, goes visit the city, and he says, half of the city burned out. Burnt, totally. So what happened here? So, you know, the fire started till we tried to get some filtered water to put the water out. So then the half of the city, you know, burned down. So what do you mean? When there's a fire, you don't need filtered water. You use any water. So that's the story that many times you say, you know, I'm not good enough to direct people. They're not going to listen to me. You know, I'm not so filtered. I still help myself. So here, the message is, when there's a fire, even though that you're not filtered completely, you have to look into what people need, what they, you know, they can help him. But if you wait, you know, for the filtered water, half a city is gone. And that's what the message of the Tatan Hashay is. Lo hit alamta. You cannot close your eyes. Even though that you feel, you know, I'm not a rabbi, who am I to tell people what to do? And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message is.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.